Thank you for holding. My name is Wendy, and I'm a supervisor with the fraud department. How can I assist you today?
I just called my bank to verify my balance in my bank, and they came up. This is the first time I'm aware of this. And as I went through of what came through my bank account, they came across a $99 or something that was posted on my debit card. And then they gave me this number, which is 1-866-993-8549. And basically, I guess it is a product that you must be selling, or you're a third party or whatever. I don't know. But I have not received this product, and I don't deal with you. I deal with Prime Muscle out of California. So that's where I get all my supplements, is from California. So I don't know what happened to my account, or somebody broke into it, or somebody did or went on it. I have no idea. But I do not have any of this product. And I guess apparently what I just understood, it was back in July that somebody, or however you got my information, I don't know. But I don't know what the product is. I haven't received it. And at this point, I'm a little upset because now, obviously, since July, I'm assuming that this is a $99 issue a month or something.
Right, yes, sir. Let me first of all make sure that I have the correct account pulled up. Is your address 251 Main Street?
Winchton, Mass.
I'm sorry.
It's 251 Main Street, Winchton, Mass. 01475.
Okay, thank you. And let's see here. Email address robertpossil@yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, sir. And the phone number you're calling from is the number on the account here. This is for the, let's see here, the
I don't know
limit.
what it's for.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm fixing to go over all of that with you. The product that was ordered is called Limitless Nutrition. It is a testosterone supplement and a nitric oxide. It was ordered on a risk-free trial basis back in July, as you stated. You were charged $5.97 and $4.97 just for the shipping to get that risk-free trial started. So it's kind of like a try it before you buy it program that they offer if
I
customers
don't
don't
know. I haven't
call.
had any of it.
Okay, now we do
And I
have
wouldn't buy
tracking
it because I
numbers
don't know you.
for. Yes,
I don't know
sir.
who you are. I would not buy something unless you're either Steel Supplements, GNC Incorporation, or Prime Muscle, that somebody I could
Okay.
talk to that would verify and has an understanding of the product that I'm dealing with. So I don't know.
Okay.
And I wouldn't buy
Okay,
something
thank
from a
you.
third party.
Okay, I understand. Well, I mean, the purchase was made straight from the company. The company is Limitless Nutrition. We're just a call center that handles their customer support. That's where the third party comes in. So we didn't actually send the product. Limitless Nutrition sent the product. They do have tracking numbers showing that there's been at least, let's see, one, two, three, four,
Hasn't
five,
come to my house.
six. Yeah, they've got tracking numbers from the United States Postal Service that it was shipped out to that 251 Main Street address.
I have not received it, ma'am, and I would not use that. And I can go back and show you all the orders that I've done from Prime Muscle on my account. So why would I go to a
Okay.
third party to buy this crap? I don't have any
Yeah.
understanding of what it is. I don't know what the value of it is. You can tell
It's a
me it's
male
not,
enhancement
nitrous oxide.
product.
You can
Yes,
tell
that's
me it's a
the
testosterone supplement, but what are the
right. That's what
ingredients?
it is. As far as
Well, I don't.
ingredients go, let me see if I can find that information for you.
Well, I don't have
But
it,
it's
so I don't want it. To
okay. I
me, it's just
understand
crap.
that. I do understand, and I understand what you're saying. I understand your frustration, and I'm definitely trying to help you.
I don't. I just
We
want
have
my
a
account credited back. That's it. Period.
Yes, sir. We do have a process that we've got to go through in a case of
fraud. I don't care how long it takes. I just want my account credited back because I don't have it.
Okay, yes, sir. I understand. Has I know that you mentioned that you would talk to your card company. Have they started a dispute or a fraud on their end?
I just realized this morning that this came out. I'm calling my credit card company. Well, it's through my bank. It's a debit card. So I just called my bank and they told me what it was and it had a phone number on it.
Right.
So that's why I called the phone number.
Okay. Yes, sir. So bear with me just a moment. I'm trying to see what we can do. I have not run across an account that has had charges go back, you know, this far. So bear with me.
I didn't know. Working
on it to see what
I mean, I have
a,
this goes through my business account. That debit card was through my business. That's what I'm saying. I probably do, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month.
Yeah. Do you think maybe it was someone at the business that has access to that card that might have used
it? I don't know who it was.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, they used all of
I don't know. Somebody could have, the way technology is today, I don't know. Somebody could have, however,
yeah.
I don't know.
I understand. Yes, sir. So in a case of fraud with us, you know, it is sent to, it is forwarded for a pending investigation, and any false
sure.
claims of fraudulent charges may result in penalties such as a fine. But as long as you're sure that no one in your household placed that order, we can proceed with a fraud claim on my end. I just need your permission, sir.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. Bear with me a moment. Let me get to working on the account here and see what we can do.
Do you want to talk to my attorney? Because I'm going to forward this to my attorney because something isn't right here.
No, sir. I mean, it wouldn't be necessary.
It came through my corporation. I have a corporation in the state of Massachusetts. So wherever this card number came from, that's where it went through is my corporation. I have a personal account as well. But why would it go through my business account? That's what I'm real concerned about.
Right. I understand. Yes, sir. And I mean, even when we're done, I would still strongly advise, you know, having that card canceled, get them to issue you out a new card since it seems that, you know, someone has gotten hold of your information.
All right. No, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a new card. No problem.
Right. Yes, sir.
But I need to have this resolved because then how are you going to put it back in my bank account?
That's what I'm working on for you right now. As long as you still have an active account with that bank, they will still receive any refunds that we're able to issue. And I'm still here with you, sir. I'm just working on the account.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. All righty. Let me see here. since the account goes back so far, I'm having to send a message up to our corporate office.
How far does it go back, ma'am?
To see. Well, as you mentioned before, it goes back to July. The original trial was set up in July. So it was July the 2nd is when the shipping and handling was paid to set up that risk-free trial, and then it rolled into their monthly auto ship program from there.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, yes, sir. Yeah, so this has been going on for a minute, and I can understand with it being a business card, you know, how you wouldn't notice those charges, because like you said, you have a ton of transactions.
Yeah, we do about anywhere from $30,000 to $80,000 a month, depending on the month.
Right.
So,
right.
For me to realize, in the winter, obviously things are a little tighter, but I always, you know, towards the end of the month, I like to check it, and this is the first time it was brought to my attention.
Right. I understand. You know, as I stated before, we're with a call center, so we handle customer support for this company and many others. Our policy is to issue up to 3 refunds. So, you know, that would end up being a total of 6 refunds on your end, because it's 3 sets of refunds. But since yours goes back further, I'm having to go over my head and, you know, see what we can do about this. I may have to give you a call back. If they don't reply to me right away, I'm not going to ask you
That's
to sit
fine.
On hold with me.
I don't expect it to be resolved, but I just want everything to stop at this moment, and then we can, whatever we need to do to repair it, that's fine. But I don't want, they said that it was just like a couple of days ago this was taken out or put on hold, my card's put on hold.
Okay. Yes, sir. We've definitely got the account canceled, so there will not be any further shipments or charges. The last one I'm showing was done on the 23rd, so just a couple of days ago, the 23rd of January. Let me see if that has actually...
That was on a Saturday.
Right, yes, sir. Yeah, they do have a tracking
number. Yeah, do whatever you can, ma'am. Just give me a call back when you... I'm in the middle of a bid. I got a bunch of stuff going on right now.
Sure, no problem. Let me make sure I take a note of this. The phone number that you would like for me to call you back, is that the 978-490-4339?
Yeah, that's my cell phone.
Okay. All right, I'm just saving all your information here. Your account and order number. Okay, yes, sir. I will go on ahead and find out, you know, how they want to handle this, and I will give you a call back and let you know what our corporate office says, and then we will we'll take it from there. But your account has been closed, so you don't have to worry about that going forward. I'll contact you as far as the fraud situation goes and refunds, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.